The man from Malang has tried his hand at writing and publishing with a book to brighten your day. It's called Laugh Out Loud. And author Duncan Russell joins me in the studio for a chat about it now. Hi, Duncan.
Hi there. Thanks very much for having me.
Thanks for joining us. And while you're a new author, it seems like you're a storyteller from way back. Would that be true?
Oh, yes. All the way through. I did first put pen to paper in about 2006 and wrote a series of short stories, mostly in relation to travel. And that received a lot of favourable feedback, and that's what encouraged me, friends encouraged me to write the book that we've got now.
Laugh Out Loud. So yes. You're a big fan of comedy and cheering people up.
I just feel that we need to laugh at the moment. The last few years have been full of doom and gloom, and we always hear the negative. But at the same time, there's always small, humorous things that happen to all of us every day that we seem to gloss over. I just want people to pay attention to those things because they're just as important as the negative things. But, smile, laugh. Mm. Laughter's good for you.
Absolutely.
They're actually proving it now in scientific tests. There's classes you can go to learn how to laugh.
Oh, really?
Now, that's a joke, ooh, isn't it? It's just, yeah.
I know that there are those laughing yoga groups.
Yes.
Yeah, where you start by going, hoo, 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 and then everyone just cracks up and it's this whole thing and it's a chain reaction. I love that.
Because it is good for you.
Yeah. Is it quite a range of anecdotes, all things that have happened to you over your life?
Yes. Yeah, different places, different things. Humour can come from all sorts of misunderstandings, whether it be from accents, different personalities. On the cover of the book is a picture of a donut. Well, there's a story in there that relates to actually purchasing a donut. And I just tried to make a joke with the seller. And I said, of course, this would be calorie free, wouldn't it? And it's
sarcasm.
Just meant as a bit of a joke. And I expected a response like, oh, only on a Thursday or something like that. But no, the woman just stopped and she looked at me and she went, no, it's a sticky bun filled with cream and sugar. It's not. It's calorie free. And it's like, okay, sorry, didn't mean to try.
Oh, no, everyone understands dry humour.
but everybody behind me in the shop was laughing because the shop, of course, was packed. It wouldn't happen when you're just there on your own. It was packed and everybody behind me was laughing. So I thought, right, grab the donut, run.
That's great. Do you love to, create a bit of intrigue or do something a bit different in people's days, like when you go to the shops and things like that, just to, I don't know?
I think I've toned it down over the years. Because a lot of people don't react the way you'd think that they would. I like to. I always try and identify people by their names, use their names, make eye contact and things like that. Because, again, that's another skill that we've lost a lot of the time. You know, if you go to a restaurant and someone serves you, look at them and thank them. Look at their name. Call them by name.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, I've read a couple of your stories. Mm-hmm. Very funny. Tell us about the one with your co-worker in the boardroom.
We had a CEO briefing. They used to come around twice a year, once at the beginning of the financial year and once at the beginning of the calendar year. They were never brief and they were often boring.
Mm.
Anyway, we were all sitting there in the boardroom waiting for it to start because you had to be there promptly. And there was one seat left. And just on time, the door burst open and Nancy, my colleague, she came in. She goes, oh, thank goodness I'm not late. Da-da. Oh, this better not be boring. Not like last one. Oh, I just wanted to go boring, moving on now. And we're all just sitting there staring at her and she's laughing. And she thought this was a great joke. And she said, oh, come on, surely you find it laughing. And I'm there nearly bursting my spleen going, funnier than you could imagine at the moment. And with that, the CEO stood up. He'd been in the room the whole time. He'd ducked down behind the desk to plug in his laptop just before she entered the room. And so she was like, oh, no.
Oh.
And he's there. Okay, I'd like to begin by apologising for being so boring last time. And I'm going to rely on you to help me get through this one. And yeah, he kept stopping the meeting and saying to her, how am I going, Nancy? Am I interesting? Am I boring? She was so embarrassed.
Oh, that is so humiliating, but also probably great for you guys, right? And also less boring this time.
Yeah, but she blamed me for it afterwards for not tipping her off.
Oh, you meant to point down to, look, he's here, he's behind you.
I don't know what I was meant to do, but I didn't do it.
Oh, that's so good. So you've just kind of had a bit of brainstorm. You're thinking about these moments in your life and putting pen to paper. How's that experience been?
What I do now is whenever something like that happens, or if ever I remember something like that, I just grab a piece of paper, jot down a few notes about it, and I put it into a folder. And then later on, you go back to the folder and you write when you feel like writing. I'm not one of these people that can sit down and say, okay, from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. today, I will write. I've got to be in the mood for it. It's got to flow naturally. And so I'll just go through the folder and pull out the bits of paper, and the one that speaks to me the loudest, I'll sit and write. I write longhand because I'll come back to it three or four times, crossing things out, adding bits, moving things around before I even put it onto the computer. And guaranteed, it's going to change a lot more then too.
Yeah. So. And do you have any tips for people who are looking to put pen to paper on how you went about sort of structuring a joke or a story?
Well, the best advice I can give, because everybody has their own style, everybody develops their own style. The best advice I can give is do a course. That doesn't mean you have to go to university and do it. In Adelaide, the WEA run really short courses. They're inexpensive. Great tutors, people who are experienced authors themselves and things like that. It's a great resource. I'm not sure how many people take advantage of it. But my recommendation is do something like that first. Find your own meter. Find your own way of doing it. But the one thing I would encourage everyone to do is write. I mean, we all have a story to tell. There's an old saying that says there's a book in each of us. Obviously, some there's more. But write your story. I know there's people out there that are going to go, no, no one would be interested in what I... Yeah, the internet proves you wrong.
Yeah.
Everybody has a story, and if it's out there, people will read it. Everyone should write.
Absolutely. With me at the moment is first-time author Duncan Russell from Malang. He's released his collection of short stories called Laugh Out Loud. How was the launch last week?
It was really good. We had it Thursday night at the Intercontinental Hotel in the city. I gave a bit of a talk about the importance of storytelling, and then we had a kind of comical interview with a character called Dee Dee. Now, Dee Dee was named Dee Dee because her mother was Deirdre, and when she was born, everyone called her Deirdre's daughter because they didn't know what they were going to call her. And then when it came time for the birth certificate, they wrote Dee Dee. That's spelt D-D.
Oh, dear.
But it's pronounced D-D, not D-D, and not double D, because she certainly isn't a double
no,
D.
No, okay. Wouldn't want to, you know, get the wrong idea.
And so D-D interviewed me, and the end of the interview was, I've just been speaking with D-D, and I think she's been talking to someone else.
There you go. Was that a real person?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah, she was actually she's a professional performer named Alex Schulz, and she's from McLaren Vale.
Oh, cool.
But we had great wine, we had great food, people, yeah, it was a really good night. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
How can we get our hands on Laugh Out Loud, your book?
The easiest way at the moment is via the website. So if you go to Rockley Group, that's rockleigighgroup.com.au, and it goes straight into the shopping cart.
Hey, Duncan Russell, thanks so much for joining me in the studio today.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure to be here.